Well, thanks for coming out, everyone, this morning. I'll spend a little time talking about this chemical prohexadione calcium, how it may be used to improve the establishment and yield of alfalfa that's interseeded into silage corn. Give you a little brief introduction why we're interested in interseeding alfalfa into corn. The reason is many dairy farms, corn silage and alfalfa are major components of the diet. They supply a lot of the forage on the farms, and for lactating dairy cows, and especially cows that are dry or young stock, forage can make up most of the diet. Now, in many farms, these two crops are grown together. You could have several years of corn grown for silage, sometimes for grain as well. And then a establishment year of alfalfa, typically seeded in the spring, followed by several years of alfalfa production, that rotation back to corn or some other crop. And so if you look at the forage yields of these different components of this rotation, you see, of course, corn very high yielding. That's a big reason why it's valued on farms, high forage yield potential. Alfalfa, once it's established, can provide good yields, high protein crop. The weak link in the system, though, is the spring-seeded alfalfa. Yields are very low. And so we wanted to find ways, or try to find ways, that we could bump up the yield of alfalfa during that first year of production. One possible solution to the low yields of alfalfa in its first year of production is to interseed the alfalfa into corn during the last year of corn production in the rotation. And the idea is to get the alfalfa established in the corn and hopefully have a crop that's established and ready to go into full production the following year. Now, people have looked at this in various ways over the last 50 years, so this isn't necessarily a new idea, but it's something that folks have been interested in trying to do for quite some time now. And what's been found through the years is if you seed the two crops together at the same time, there's a lot of competition between the crops. And what often can happen is that the alfalfa can be prone to stand failure, especially when it's growing under the corn canopy, a lot of stress. And the alfalfa as well will cause competition for the corn and reduce corn yields. So this has been a problem through the years when people have tried to work with this system. So I've been trying to find ways that we might lessen competition between the crops, or at least allow the crops to get along with one another a little bit better. And so I've looked at a variety of growth regulators that we might use on alfalfa, and one of them that we've looked at that was promising is this prohexadione calcium. This growth regulator is used on apple crops, peanuts, some other crops to help reduce the stature of crops. And it is a gibberellin inhibitor. So what we did in these studies, we carried out replicated trials in south central Wisconsin for a number of years. We used Clearfield or Roundup Ready corn, and it was no-till seeded in typical row spaces and planting densities in early to mid-May. Basically, at the same time, we planted either conventional or Roundup Ready leafhopper-resistant alfalfa into the corn at a fairly typical seeding rate for alfalfa. So the two crops were seeded together within a few days of each other in early to mid-May. What we did in June, then, is we sprayed this prohexadione calcium in June, about 4 to 6 weeks after the crops were planted. And through the studies we did through the years, the prohexadione calcium was applied at alfalfa heights of 5 to 20 centimeters, drop nozzle, so we're trying to get the growth regulator just on the alfalfa, not on the corn. We don't want to make the corn shorter, but we do want to affect the alfalfa growth. In terms of sampling, we sampled top growth of alfalfa about 4 weeks after we applied the growth regulator. We looked at whole plant corn yields in September, again, thinking of a silage harvest. We sampled the alfalfa top growth in October when growth of crops is essentially shutting down for the winter. And then we looked at first year yields of alfalfa and stand density under a three-cut alfalfa harvest system. some results. I'll show you first some photographs because it kind of helps illustrate what the growth regulator will do. Look over on this side, the control in July, the alfalfa is about, in this particular year, about 40 centimeters tall, kind of tall, lanky growth. Whereas if you apply the growth regulator a month earlier, the alfalfa is much more compact. And what this growth regulator has been found to do is reduce top growth of plants, enhance root growth of plants, and it also, in many crops, helps to stimulate plant defenses against pests and diseases and the like. So we're hopefully helping the alfalfa to put energy into roots, resist pests, to help it get through the period that it's growing under the corn. So hopefully we have the alfalfa surviving at the end of the season. So reduction in growth evident in June. In August, what happens in a control, the top growth of alfalfa gets quite tall, it dies back. You have some regrowth from shoots occurring, but we've got a lot of plant death occurring at this time under the corn canopy. Where we applied brohexidine, though, you can see there's a lot less residue, you know, a lot less top growth that occurred, a lot more shoots growing, a lot more plants are surviving under these stressful conditions under the corn. And then come October time in the control, the alfalfa stands often look quite sparse. There's been a lot of plant death again under the stressful corn canopy. A lot of alfalfa seedlings will die. But in general, we tend to see a lot better stands where we applied brohexidione earlier in the season. So looking at some data now, first looking at the top growth of the alfalfa, either in July, about 1 month after the growth regulator was applied, and then October, near the end of the growing season. So about a month after the growth regulator is applied, you see compared to the control, we have a reduction in top growth where the growth regulator was applied, whereas in the fall, you see a substantial increase in amount of top growth. So we've got reduced growth under the corn canopy, but in the fall, once the corn is removed, where we want to get the alfalfa, you know, ready for winter and hopefully another year of production or several years of production, we've got a lot more growth. And we see that pretty consistently throughout the years, except for this year, 2010, is the year when we applied the growth regulator very early. 5 centimeter growth, turns out probably much too early. The growth regulator wore off too early in the season and didn't help the alfalfa to survive, so we lost plants. So some years you win, sometimes you lose. You learn some things along the way. But we do see effects on top growth of alfalfa. Okay, what about the corn? Of course, we want to get the alfalfa established, but we don't want to do it in a way that hopefully adversely affects corn yields. So if you look at yields of corn grown without alfalfa, yields are quite good through the years. There is some reduction, though, when you interseed alfalfa into corn. And what we found is when we used the growth regulator on the alfalfa, it really didn't affect the impact on corn yields. So there was a reduction with the interseeding, regardless of whether you use the growth regulator or not. Over time, though, we've learned to manage the system a little bit better, so the reductions in corn yield are being reduced. But this is something we've got to work on further, is how do we limit yield reductions of corn if you've interseeded alfalfa into the corn. We did see quite a boost, though, however, in alfalfa yields. First, looking at the conventional spring seeding of alfalfa, yields again are quite low, as I mentioned in the introduction. When you interseed in alfalfa into corn, you know, you're essentially doubling the yields of alfalfa during its first production year, and we do see a boost in alfalfa yields where we use the growth regulator. And the reason that we see a boost in yields where we've used the growth regulator on the alfalfa is that we've really bumped up alfalfa stand densities. So if we look at two different seedings, interseedings done in 2011 and also another set in 2013, what you see is about 1 month after the growth regulator is applied to interseeded alfalfa, There are some enhancements, at least in this particular year, in stand density, but the greatest effects in stand density are in the fall of the year that the interseeding is done, in both studies, enhancement in plant density, and also after the first year of alfalfa production, these stand density differences persist. So we've got a lot more plants being productive where we've used the growth regulator, greater yield potential. Now, we only looked at the first year of alfalfa production. Typically, a farmer would keep stands in for 2, 3, 4 years. So if you've got a much higher plant density here after the first year of alfalfa production, you've got a better chance of keeping that stand in for 2, 3, 4 years, or however the farmer would like to do that. So the brexidione, the main benefit we're seeing is improved stand density of alfalfa interseeded into corn, giving a farmer a better chance of keeping that alfalfa stand in for a longer period of time. And really what this system is doing, and this just sort of illustrates what the first year of alfalfa production will look like maybe in early June. With a typical spring seeding, stands are just getting started. You're not going to be harvesting anything anytime soon. Whereas if you've interseeded the alfalfa into corn the previous year, you've got a good growth of alfalfa by late May, early June, and you can carry on with a normal harvest schedule just like you would with a fully established stand. So this is really what the system is allowing you to do, is get that first cutting of alfalfa off in the first production year, and this is the most productive cutting of the whole year. So that's really where we're doubling our yields by doing the interseeding compared to a typical spring seeding situation. And certainly in addition to forage production, what we're doing is providing ground cover through the fall and winter after corn production, and I'm just showing a slide here in comparison with rye, which might be typically used as a cover crop. So we've got good cover potentially with the interseeding system, not only in the fall, but going into the following spring where you'll be producing the alfalfa. We've done some economic analyses. Really, the benefit is in that first year of alfalfa production, and we are seeing potential benefits to using the system. The range is quite wide, and it really depends on what the cost of this growth regulator would be, and we don't know that yet, but there should be a positive economic impact from using the system. Conclusions briefly, when we use interseeding, we're doubling first year years of alfalfa, but we are seeing reductions in corn yields. Brexidione enhances the establishment and yield of alfalfa and interseeded into corn, and it mainly does this through improving the survival of alfalfa seedlings. What we're working now on is to identify the optimal timing and rate of this growth regulator to make best use of it in the system. And I'm working with Mark Rentz and Joe Lauer at UW-Madison on those studies. As I mentioned in this talk, we do still have some problems in yield reduction in corn, and we've got to look at ways of trying to minimize that to keep the system as productive as possible. And with that, I'll take questions if we have a moment, a little time.
We could probably do one quick question, real quick.
Is there potential for the alfalfa to provide nitrogen to the corn?
Well, when they're growing together, the alfalfa would probably be a competitor, a small competitor with the corn for nitrogen. So that's something that we're going to be looking at further, is how to optimize nitrogen.